So don't feel stressed or overwhelmed, because it's normal to feel like you don't know everything about Instagram. You don't need to even have any talent, but what you need to do is just think about what is something that you are interested in. You can't make money being an influencer, and that's exactly what we're actually going to talk about as well. Hello and welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, influencer, of course, entrepreneur, and social media marketing expert. Today, we're going to actually dive into how you can grow on Instagram from scratch. And even if you don't have any talent, I know sometimes people think like, hey, I want to grow on Instagram. I actually want to start an Instagram, but I actually don't know what my Instagram account is going to be about. I'm not talented, I'm boring, etc. And people just feel like there's nothing that they can bring value with. But that is not true. And we're actually going to talk about how you can get started. And of course, all these things that you have in your head that's stopping you is myths. And today we're actually going to battle these, and we're going to go ahead and have you feeling low to actually motivated to go forward. And I'm super excited to do this. Again, thank you for those who are always listening, who are here supporting on Start Your Influence Podcast. It is amazing. And again, I would love if you could share the screenshot of this podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, or any other platform, just screenshot it, post it on your story, and tag my username. I will also repost, and it just shows that we can spread this amazing tool. Because if you found this podcast valuable, then I'm definitely sure someone else will as well. So let's spread it and let's just support each other. Like I always say, I think it's very valuable to do that. Now, again, a quick reminder, I really want everyone to know about this opportunity that is happening next week. So next week, I'm hosting a very signature and popular masterclass, and that is a masterclass is pretty much where we're going to go live together with thousands of other people. It's going to be one online, and we're going to go live and dive into how to grow 100,000 followers in just 1 week. How crazy does that sound? Some people are telling me like, hey, that's not true. How are you even going to like show us how to grow 100,000 followers? Well, let me show you guys that I grew 100,000 followers in 1 week. And I'm sure if you have been a follower of mine for a while, you saw how fast that happened. But if you haven't, then yes, I grew 100,000 followers in 1 week, and I'm going to reveal my secrets on how I did that step by step in depth through my masterclass. So if you are looking for help on growing, if you're feeling stuck in the same place that you are today and you don't want to be there in 30 days, in a year from now, if you don't want to be in the same place, then you need to join my free masterclass. The link is going to be in the Spotify version of this episode. If you're listening to this on Apple or any other platform, then just go ahead and go on my Instagram, and in my bio, I have the link to the masterclass, and you can save your seat and register. But you need to register. If you don't register, you're not going to go live with us. You're not going to get access to the live session, because I have to send an email with the link to you. So that is how it's going to work. And these masterclasses get so much amazing reviews and replies. People DM me after the masterclass telling me how effective it was. And I even have people who send me in DMs like a week after the masterclass with how much they've grown. So these masterclasses do help, and it's free. So you get free material from me. And additionally, at the end, I'm giving away free bonuses. So I'm actually going to be giving away free PDFs. One of them is going to be a social media kit template. So if you want to pitch to brands, you need a social media kit template, and it's going to be at my masterclass. I'm going to give it away for free to everybody who comes. And the second one is going to be a 10 Reels Ideas PDF. So one of the most amazing things that helped me in growing 100,000 followers in 1 week is Reels. And I'm sure that a lot of us have been on Reels, and you have seen how effective they are, and they really do work. work, and they helped me go viral. And I will be talking about how I used Reels to do that in that masterclass. So if you want to check that out and you want these two free PDFs and you want to download them, then you need to join the free masterclass. Again, link is going to be in the Spotify version of this podcast. If you're not listening to it on Spotify, then go ahead and go on my Instagram at Valerie Listitsina, and you will find the link in my bio. So I'm super excited. I had to let you guys know, because if I didn't, I would do a disservice to you, and I would feel guilty because you didn't get that opportunity. So I had to let you guys know. To those who are my amazing listeners on my podcast, I'm super grateful for you, and I want to give back to you at my masterclass, and I want to take you even further in a whole entire session that is going to be so amazing. And again, you're going to get a PDF download, a workbook. So once you are actually registered, I will send you a link to my workbook, and the workbook is something you can download and go through. So like when I'm doing the masterclass, you can take notes in that workbook. So it's also free, and I hope you guys enjoy. So I hope to see you next week on Thursday, 6 p.m. We're going to be going live and doing my signature masterclass. Now let's get started. The first thing I want to talk about today is the three things to tell yourself when starting out. So this is very valuable. Again, let's talk about the three things to tell yourself when you're starting out on Instagram. And the first thing I really want to talk about today is the fact that it's okay to not know everything. I know when we're feeling like we're just starting off and you feel like you're just overwhelmed with the amount of information that there is out there, the amount of work you need to do. And I know when I first started on Instagram, I was like, how the heck did these like bloggers, I was like stalking girls, and I was like, how did they grow to like 100,000 followers or 40,000 followers? It just seems like it's so much work, and they're probably sitting on Instagram every day. There's probably so much things that I don't know about. And number one, like I said, it's okay to not know everything. I want you to feel okay with feeling this way. This is how all of us who start off feel. So don't feel stressed or overwhelmed, because it's normal to feel like you don't know everything about Instagram. So I hope that can bring a certain, maybe like calm you down in a way, I would say, just because you feel like, hey, you know, I don't may not know everything about Instagram growth, and that's okay, but I will actually learn these things over time, and I'm not going to stress about this. You know what? I'm going to take this a step at a time. And that's how it works. If you actually want to get results, all you have to do is complete steps in your growth process. That is exactly what I teach my students inside my program. I teach them a step-by-step guide on, you know, growing their account to 30,000 followers, to 40,000 followers, etc. Whatever your goal is, that's how you do it step by step. And that's okay if you don't know everything right now, because eventually you will, once you start learning little things step by step. So that is the first thing I want to encourage you with. And the third thing, the second thing you actually want to tell yourself when starting off is that you need to understand that there are strategies that you still don't know about. Now, when I talk about strategies, is the fact that there are methods that really work and you just still don't really know about them. And all you have to do is learn and take some time to discover these strategies. And it's okay if you feel like, for example, I know that when I started off, I kind of struggled with not getting any progress. So if you feel like you're not getting any progress on Instagram, or maybe you still haven't even started, but you need to understand that there are strategies that you don't know about, and that is probably the reason why you're not really moving anywhere, and that's fine. It's okay to feel like you don't know these strategies, and especially when there's people who are teaching you these things like me, so you can actually take advantage of these things that I share and not feel so stressed, right? I don't want you to feel overwhelmed with the idea of starting off on Instagram from scratch. The third thing to tell yourself when starting off is that it's okay to feel frustrated. And again, it's okay to try new things. So like I said, we do all feel negative emotions at times on our journey to on Instagram growth. With my experience, I definitely had that. And it's okay to feel frustrated and try new things, new methods, new growth strategies. These are okay things. Like, if you feel like I'm stressing out and I don't know what I'm supposed to do next, and I feel like I'm the only one who is feeling this way, you're not. Because most people who start off on Instagram feel that way. Most influencers, bloggers, entrepreneurs felt that way at one point, and you are in the same boat. And so that is okay. That's all I want you to understand when you're starting off. So let's do a quick recap of what we just talked about. So the three things to tell yourself when starting off on Instagram is, number one, it's okay to not know everything. Number two is, you need to understand that there are strategies that you still don't know about, and that's totally fine. Number three is that it's okay to feel frustrated and to try new things, new methods, and new growth strategies. Good. And I'm happy that we just went over these things, because sometimes we do need some kind of encouragement. And I think that it really does help when somebody's like, hey, I know you're feeling this way, but that's okay, because you're gonna get through it. And that's kind of the point of me talking about this right now. I just really want you to get that point across, that it's okay to feel frustrated. It's okay to go through these things. I know that sometimes Instagram looks fake and we all make it seem like it's so easy, especially, you know, the lifestyle that people put out on Instagram. It just seems like everything's so easy and everybody's so beautiful and everybody's so rich, and we are feeling bad once we compare ourselves to others. But I don't want you to feel that way. I want you to feel that, hey, this is reality and it's okay to feel this way. Not everyone succeeds the first time they try it, you know? Nobody, including me. So I never succeed on Instagram the first time I post something, you know? My first post did not get 1,000 of likes, you know? The first post I ever posted got probably 100 likes, and that's okay. So it's okay to feel frustrated, and I just want to encourage you and just show you that reality, that this is what reality looks like. That's kind of my main point, because I wish someone did that for me when I started off as well. Now let's go ahead and go into the next key steps to growing your account from scratch. And I'm going to talk about three keys. So again, the three key steps to growing your account from scratch. If you are taking notes, I definitely recommend that you jot some of these down, just these three key steps, because I don't want you to walk away not really keeping any of the information. I want you to actually take action on it. So the first one is to pick a niche. Now, I always talk about this. If you're a regular listener on Instagram, the reason I actually talk about this so much is probably because it's so important. And the reason why it's so important is because if you don't have a niche, which actually is a topic that your account is focused in, if you don't have a niche, then it's very hard for you to, number one, stand out from others on Instagram, from your competitors, and number two, it's really hard for a follower to actually want to follow your account, because you need to think about the value that you're going to bring somebody. And we're going to talk about value a little later, and especially I talk about value in my masterclass. I really go in depth on that, how to bring value. But you need to, like, initially show your followers why they need to follow your account. And the reason why, of course, this is important is because we all follow people for a reason. So let's talk about and just think how we actually use Instagram. So, for example, I follow certain people who are, for example, beauty gurus. Some people are fashion influencers. Some people are nutrition influencers. I follow some fitness influencers as well on my account. And the reason why I follow them is because there's a lot of good information that they put out. And I follow them for that specific reason. So when I follow a beauty makeup artist, then I expect to see beauty posts from that influencer, and I expect to also get some value from that. So the reason why I follow those beauty artists, whatever influencer that is because I can get tips from them in that subject. So that's the exact reason why you need to have a niche on Instagram. A niche is a topic that your account's focused in. So I always tell my followers and my students that if you don't have a niche for your Instagram account, then your followers are confused on why they follow you. And this is also a problem. So when it comes to people often tell me, hey Val, I don't know why my account is not growing. I'm trying to do lots of like new growth strategies, but it's just not working out. And I always like to ask them, like, do you have a specific topic that your account is focused on so that you can bring people value in that specific topic? Now, the next problem that you may be thinking about is, okay, Val, I get it. I need to have a topic, but I have no idea what that should be for me. And that's a good question. I like to tell my students is that you should really just think about what are some interests that you have in your life. And like I said in the topic of today's episode is you don't need to be specifically talented in a specific area. For example, you don't need to be a makeup artist. You don't need to be a fitness influencer. You don't need to even have any talent, but what you need to do is just think about what is something that you are interested in, or maybe you are good at something. It may not be specific talent, like it's not something that is super, super, super natural, that is super, super unique, but what if you're just really good at doing crafts or DIY or coloring, or for example, you have a really good voice, low-key, that you don't tell anybody about, or maybe you write poems or something like that. Obviously, they don't have to be on the art side. It can be anything. It can be even accounting, or if you're good at, maybe you like to read a lot of books. And this is really cool because whatever your interests are, you can use this as something that you can start an account about. For example, I've seen a girl, she actually started an account on reading books. So she literally has an obsession with reading like books, like little books. And she just read so much books before. And she started posting a lot of information about the books that she read. So she would like give the best books to read. She'd talk about a review about a new book that came out. And then she'll talk about best romantic books to read, best travel books to read, like best adventurous books to read. And she'll just write a whole bunch of reviews on her Instagram account. And she became this book expert. And I think that was so cool because from her little hobby or her interest, she made herself a very unique niche and topic on Instagram. And of course, you don't only have to post about, for example, books. If your account is about books, doesn't mean that you need to only post about them. You can put some of lifestyle content in there. Maybe you enjoy photography as well. You can put that into your account. But what I'm saying is that your account should actually have one specific topic. And I'm sure that you have one. Maybe you really like skincare, or you enjoy creating tutorials or reviews on products. Maybe you have a shopping addiction. You can maybe create account through that maybe interest that you have. So I want you to analyze yourself and what you can bring out some highlights in yourself. You are unique. You are different. There's no one on this earth who's walking on this planet and is exactly like you. You have interests, you have talents, you have preferences in your life that make you unique, and you need to show those on your account when you're going to be growing from scratch. And I just want to encourage you that you are unique, you are important, and just because maybe you don't have a specific talent like singing, or maybe you're not talented in art, you know, you don't have to be. That's fine. You just need to find that highlight in yourself and analyze yourself. Maybe just create a list of things that you very much enjoy. Maybe you really like editing photos on Instagram or any pictures. And you can create some kind of tutorials and create an Instagram account focused on photo editing. So these are just some ideas I'm throwing out there, but I'm sure that you have already some kind of sparks in your head, in your brain, in your mind, of some things that you enjoy and maybe some potential things you can start your account with. So go ahead and write that down. Use this as a start to your Instagram account. If you already have an Instagram account, that's fine. You can just start posting new content focused on that niche. So that is the first key to growing from scratch. So the second step in growing from scratch and creating an Instagram account is creating a business account. So a business account is pretty much a feature that Instagram gives us. And once you convert your original account to a business account, you get access to a lot of awesome analytics. So analytics are statistics on your followers, on your audience, where it's from, how well your posts do, how much engagement you get. So there's a lot of analytics that come into a business account. Also, with a business account, you can promote your account with Facebook ads, and there's just a whole bunch of features. But if you don't have a business account, you need to switch ASAP. And also a really important reason why you do need to have a business account is because brands really want you to have a business account so that it looks professional and so that also you can show them screenshots of your audience or your post engagement. So if you do want to create a business from your Instagram account, if you actually want to start making money, whether it is full-time or you're trying to make some extra money on the side from your account, which is amazing and it works, and there are brands who are looking for influencers 100%, let me tell you that, then you do need to have a business account. I highly recommend. Now, there are some myths that people like think talk about. I hope that these are myths that are gone already, but if you still believe in these myths, then these are not true. Some people say that a business account gets you less engagement, and that is false. There's no proof from Instagram that an actual business account can get less engagement. That is a myth out there that is not true. I have done research on this. You can watch and read lots of articles on how this is a fake myth. And it's debunked. So don't worry about your engagement. Your engagement is not going to get any lower if you create a business account and you convert your account to a business one. Nothing is going to change. And actually, you're going to get more pluses because you're going to get so much more analytics and amazing resources that any business owner and anyone who's starting on Instagram and wants to take it seriously and stop wasting their time, you need to do that. So that is the second step. And so if you still haven't, go ahead and switch your account to a business account. It's very simple. It's in the settings, and all you have to do is go to manage your account and switch to business. If you still need more information, just Google it. Literally just type in how to switch to business account on Instagram, and you're going to get all of the tutorials on how to do that. And if you already have, then yes, 100%, I'm super happy for you because you already are on the correct path. You are taking things seriously. You're also taking the next step to growing your account from scratch. So I'm super proud of you, and you're on it. So let's go ahead and dive into the third key for growing your account from scratch, and that is to optimize your bio. So inside my masterclass next Thursday, I'm actually going to go into like a lot of depth on optimizing your bio. I'm also going to show some before and after examples of what an optimized bio looks like. If you're interested, I highly recommend you attend the live session next week, and I will see you there. Now, an optimized bio and optimized profile just means that you have a professional account. Now, a lot of us really go into growing our Instagram, and I see a lot of people skip this part. So a lot of people are trying to grow. They're trying to use new growth methods. They're doing giveaways. They're also trying to partner up with new influencers and do shout outs. And all these things are great. But if your account is not optimized, then all that hard work that you're putting in into growth methods, it's kind of no use because your account is not set up professionally in a way that someone will actually want to follow you. Now, bio description is the area that we have to talk about ourselves, right, on Instagram. Usually people put some kind of quotes in this area, and I don't recommend that you do that because quotes don't really bring value to somebody who's going on your account. I definitely recommend that you post what your account is about and the value that you bring to somebody. So if your account is focused on beauty, then in the bio description of your account has to tell someone how valuable your account is and why they should follow. So for example, if I was running a beauty account, I would say something like, hey, follow for more beauty tips. I post makeup tutorials, hacks, and best places to buy makeup from in my posts. For example, that is just something that I came up from the top of my head. Maybe you need to just optimize that or make it a little shorter, but do you see the value that that bio description has? By just saying the tips and tricks that I'm posting on my account, somebody who goes on my profile and reads it, this is going to be very convincing for them, and they might even click that follow button, right? So that is kind of the point of the bio description. Again, I do recommend you put your brand contact, you put your location tag for brands to know where you're from. These are just little details. And of course, when it comes to the rest of the profile, you do want to have professional photos. You want to have a professional profile picture and a Instagram user that is actually readable and easy to type out. So that is something I also say to people. I don't recommend having numbers, like huge long numbers in your username, because that is just very hard for people to remember and to search for. So you want to avoid that. But these are just some checklists that I'm saying out here. If you want to start taking notes, go ahead and write them down. These are just some things you should have in an optimized bio. Now, what happens when your bio is optimized? When you have an optimized bio, first of all, a person wants to actually follow you because they see the value in your account. You have convinced them to follow you because of the amazing value, the tips that you bring. Number two, brands will actually start noticing you because you have a specific niche, you have a business account, like we said in the first two steps, and then again, your account is optimized. You have a professional profile picture, you have great content posted, and it just seems like a very well put together profile. Again, what else is possible with an optimized bio? My students grow 500 followers a week or more just because they optimize their bio. I do literally have screenshots of my students sending me in like a message saying, "Hey Val, thanks for this tip in this lesson on optimizing my profile because I gained 500 followers just by changing some things in my bio description, and my account just looks so much better, and I'm actually getting followers because of that." So that is literally what can happen when you optimize your bio. So that is why it's so important. And sometimes people skip this part of their account and they go ahead and try to do growth methods right away when they really didn't take time to analyze that account. Now let's do a recap again so you don't miss any of the information that we learned today and you get it into your brain and you get it onto the notes that you're taking and really take action on these. So the three key steps to growing your account from scratch, even if you don't have a talent, is number one, you have to pick a niche. Number two, you need to create a business account on Instagram. And three, optimize your bio. Now, I'm super happy that you made it to today's place through the whole entire podcast. That takes so much dedication and time, and I value your time so much, and I value you for taking a risk and really taking precious time in our valuable and busy lives and taking action on these things. That is amazing. I know that if you're dedicated, you're going to actually show up at my masterclass this Thursday at 6 p.m. I really hope to see you there. And if you cannot make it on Thursday at 6 p.m., then I do recommend that you actually still sign up because I will be sending a replay if you miss the masterclass. But again, I do encourage you to come live because at the end, I'm going to be doing a question and answer, so Q&A, where you can actually answer, where I can answer your questions and you can actually ask me these questions live. So if you want this opportunity, you need to come on Thursday, 6 p.m. I'm super excited. I really will show you all of my best tips and really give you value. I will show you how I grew 100,000 followers in 1 week, and I do want you to do the same. And I know if you take action on my valuable tips in the masterclass, you can reach 100,000 followers in 1 week if you take action. So that is gonna be amazing. I hope to see you there. I know that if you're starting from scratch, if you are starting on Instagram, it is 100% possible. Of course, like I always talk about in my previous podcast, there is a demand for influencers. People and brands who want to advertise are looking for influencers who are valuable, who are bringing actual value to their followers, and you can make money being an influencer. And that's exactly what we're actually going to talk about as well on the actual masterclass. Let me give you a recap of what you're going to learn at the masterclass. Number one, you're actually going to learn how I grew 100,000 followers in 1 week. You're going to learn how to create an Instagram profile that is actually Instagram worthy and that's actually going to want people to follow them, right? So an Instagram account that will actually bring followers. And number three, you're going to learn how to make money as an influencer, how to actually get paid for your posts, what kind of methods exist. And I'm going to talk about at the masterclass. Those are the three things. If you want more information and you need to register, click the link in the Spotify version of this podcast episode or the link in my bio on Instagram, and I will see you guys there. Thank you for your amazing time, for your dedication. I hope you can actually start from scratch. I hope my tips today can actually help boost and motivate you forward and help you understand the next step you're supposed to take. So pick a niche, create a business account, and optimize your bio. Go ahead and do it right after this podcast episode, and I will see you live this Thursday. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you soon.